Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who humbly and graciously accepted the 2002 Small Business Journalist of the Year Award.
Who's the man? Huh? Who's the man?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Mr. Gracious, Mr. Humble, at your service. Thank you very much for being part of my day. It's my pleasure. It's actually like a dream come true for me to be able to be part of your day. If you just tuned in, we're glad you're here. Welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, you are considered one of the highly intelligent people on the planet Earth. And you're going to be glad you did, because Stephen Roach is with us. Stephen is a new friend. He's Vice President and General Manager of Small Business Group, which is a part of ShareBuilder Corporation. And today is tomorrow's the big day. But tomorrow is 401k day, right, Stephen?
That is correct.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
It's good to have you here. So tomorrow is 401k day. So that makes like this is like 401k eve. Is that what we're talking about here?
This is a very big day across the country. Absolutely, it's
401k
eve.
Children
are all getting prepared.
Visions of return on investment are dancing in the heads of little children all over the place. Right, 401k day eve. Okay, tell us. Let's start. Remember the old Lombardi movie where he called the team in and said, "This is a football." You know, they had to go back to the basics. This is a football. What is a 401k?
A 401k is probably the second most tax advantaged way for anyone, and in particular small business, to save money and to keep money from going to the government. And
number one being an IRA.
No, number one is actually a health savings account, if you believe it.
Oh, are you? Wait a minute. Time out. Now I have an HSA, and I've been talking about HSAs before they were HSAs, when they were MSAs, years ago.
Absolutely.
But are you telling me that HSAs, which have really only been in existence as HSAs for about 2.5 years, are you telling me that HSAs have exceeded the use of 401ks?
They have not exceeded the use. What they are is they are more tax advantaged.
Just more tax advantaged. Okay, but yes. not in terms of proliferation, not in terms of diffusion in the marketplace.
It is not yet, but I will say that I think I am obviously a big believer in 401ks. I think HSAs are coming right behind.
Right.
They are extremely valuable tool for a small business owner who's looking to get medical care coverage and wants to do it in as tax-advantaged a way as possible.
Right, absolutely. So, okay, back to 401ks. It's the number two best tax-advantaged program, but tell us how it works.
So 401k is a program that can be used for any business, from a sole proprietor to, of course, an IBM or an Aflac, the very, very large corporations. What it does is it allows you to set aside money as a small business owner or as an employee if the small business has a 401k plan in place, so that you can save for retirement. And you can save up to $15,500 a year, or actually as much as $20,500 a year if you qualify for the catch-up if you're over 50 years old. And the company has the option to also either match the funds or actually add what's called a profit-sharing contribution to the employee's account and to the small business owner's account that can double or triple that amount of money that you can save tax-deferred for the balance of your career.
So for 07, you can put in, if I'm correct, $15,500?
That's correct.
And 2008 is 16,000.
That's correct, exactly.
And break that down for us. Who can put in how much of what?
So the employee can put up to the $15,500 or $16,000.
Right.
On top of that, the employer is allowed to make contributions that can increase that up to $2,000.
Wow.
And again, in the case of somebody who's 50 years old or older, you could actually add $5,000 to both those numbers.
So up to 42,000 in 1 year?
in 1 year.
So if there was an independent contractor, somebody who just had a windfall somehow, a big deal came through, you know, a big commission or fee or something like that, they could put in 15.5 of their own money, plus then their own company could put in that much more. So that could be, this could be turn into a that's a lot of catch up in 1 year, isn't it?
It's an extremely valuable tool.
Yeah.
And it's for independent contractors, and they're the ones that, that don't really know that there are 401ks that are specially designed just for
a lot of people don't. Does it have a separate name for those guys?
Well, you'll hear it called sometimes as a single K or a solo K.
Right.
In our case, at ShareBuilder, we call our plan for those sole proprietors a plan for one.
All right. When we come back, we're going to take a quick break, folks. When we come back, we got more to come on this 401k Eve. Tomorrow is 401k Day. So you're going to have to, and I don't even think you have to worry about Santa Claus on this one. Quick break, right back with Stephen Roach after these messages. He's Vice President and General Manager of Small Business Group, which is part of ShareBuilder Corporation. Stay with us. We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our new friend, Stephen Roach, soon-to-be old friend. He'll be back, I promise. He's got too many things to tell us. He's got a lot of stuff going on here, especially in the area of 401k, this being 401k Day Eve. Tomorrow is the actual official 401k, and I guess people are taking off all over the world, right, for 401k Day. Is that right, Stephen?
Oh, the parades start early in the morning.
The picnics. The picnics is what I'm looking forward to. So folks, be sure to celebrate 401k Day. But seriously, and we're having a little fun with this, but seriously, Stephen, 401ks have been the savior of many, many, not only employees, but the companies. This has been an incredible tool that companies have been able to use, has it not, to especially small business owners who are able to ramp up their benefits packages so they can compete for the really good people against the big guys.
If you want to attract and retain the best employees, you really have to have a 401k. And ShareBuilder believes that very strongly. And our goal was to figure out a way to make a 401k. And everybody seems to know what a 401k is these days. But would you believe that less than a third of small businesses have any retirement plan at all, much less a 401k?
Let's get somebody started, Stephen. Let's start out with let's say we got a company out there that's got five employees. Let's just say it's a small company, five employees plus the owner, so that's a total of six people.
Those are our favorite companies.
And they have nothing. I mean zero, zip. And maybe they're doing something with healthcare. Maybe they're providing an HSA or they're giving the employees some money for healthcare. They got one little component of a benefits plan, of a financial benefits plan besides vacation and that kind of thing. Literally, this person sitting there listening to you right now, and they're saying, "I don't even know where to start. Where do I call? Who do I call? Where do I start with this thing? How do they do it?"
And let me add to that just one thing, is that when they're sitting there saying, "I don't know where to start," they're saying, "And please don't add another rock to my rucksack."
Exactly. Don't put another monkey on my back.
Right. And they've got plenty. And so the way to start is you've got to get online and do some learning. And what's really interesting about 401ks is it's an industry that is far behind in terms of utilizing the Internet to make it easier for the small business owner. And in fact, the 401k industry, I think my personal belief is that they have been so geared toward large companies that they've totally forgotten that the small company and the importance of small business in America. So you've got to get online and start learning quickly. There are some terrific websites around that are just have information about 401k plans, 401k opportunities. You go to ShareBuilder401k.com. You come to our site. And the first thing you can do is go to our university where we'll teach you about what a 401k is and how to get started. Within 5 minutes, I can get you a quote. I can get you on the phone with a 401k consultant. And 15 minutes later, you will have purchased a 401k plan. What you want for a company with five employees and the owner is to choose, and this is where it starts to get interesting, is between what's called a safe harbor plan and a traditional 401k plan.
What What are the differences?
A traditional 401k plan, you will never have to make, as an employer, any contributions to your employees' accounts. So if you've got a company where you're really running on thin margins, you've got relatively lower paid employees, and you just really want to add this as a benefit to them, where the employees make the contributions only, perfect. We've got the traditional 401k.
That's called the traditional, okay.
That's called the traditional, and we call that a plan for most, and that costs about $1,000 to set up the plan for that first getting the plan documents in place.
Right.
And then you'll pay about $100 a month in administration fees,
right,
which is, and that's $100 total, not per employee, but total. And then all you'll be paying after that is the putting your contributions.
The contributions. Yeah. That's and it. that could be, and folks, and now what I want to make sure we're doing now, Stephen, is that we're talking about something that's pretty close to what they could get anywhere, whether they did business with you or somebody else. Is this kind of comparable?
Absolutely. It is exactly what you'd get if you're working for IBM. And that's what's so neat about the 401k is that the plans are starting to really be tailored to this small business market, so that every single – you'll be able to take out loans. You'll be able to have a form – what's called a Form 5500, which is a tax form. It will be prepared for you, so it's not going to complicate your tax returns.
Right.
You will have all of the different administrative tools online.
So what is the Safe Harbor 401k?
The Safe Harbor is for those employees who want to make contributions to their the small business owners who want to contribute to their employees' 401k accounts.
Right.
And we obviously believe in more so in that, because that's where you're really providing the most.
That's when they start enjoying some profit sharing, don't they?
Absolutely.
It's a form of profit sharing, isn't it?
It's the best form of profit sharing.
Yeah.
Because you're giving these employees pre-tax money that doesn't get taxed.
Exactly. Folks, all this goes in before the government doesn't get any of this money. There's no payroll tax on it either, is there?
There's no payroll tax, and the government
no
can't
income
touch
tax.
It.
Yeah.
And in fact, for the first 3 years that you have a plan, up to $500 of the administrative costs can be used as a tax credit.
And the contribution by the company is deductible as well, isn't it?
And the contribution by the company is deductible as well.
Yeah. So, folks, this is a great tool. And when we come back, I'm going to ask Stephen about discriminating. And I don't mean it in a bad way. I just mean what can employers do to either discriminate. That's the technical word that's used. It's not a mean word. It's just a technical word. And how can you be disproportionate? I'm going to ask about that when we come back after these messages. Tintil, Stephen Roach is our guest. He's with the Vice President and General Manager of Small Business Group at ShareBuilder. Stay with us. You really, really, really love me. Do you say the same words to someone else when I'm not there? They asked me how I knew my true love was true. Tony Williams, ladies and gentlemen, the lead singer for the great group The Platters. I don't care how old you are, how young you are. How could you not like that song? Welcome back at 7 Till. That's from the Wayback Machine, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's where you can find most of the stuff that we do every day. Actually, all the stuff we do every day. Our show is there. Podcast it. You can stream it. You can, you know, it's all MP3. You can click a button and download an interview directly into your iTunes. Lots of good stuff there. The newsletter, the blog, thousands of articles, thousands of archives, lots of stuff at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And our knowledge base, which, as you know, is where you can get small business answers now, askjim.biz. Check that out. No barrier to entry. When you get there, we'll let you come in and hang out with us, and if you and just use all of our stuff to your advantage, thanks to our outstanding corporate partners. We appreciate them very much. We hope you do, too. Stephen Roach is our guest. He's talking to us about 401ks. And, Stephen, give us your website, please.
It's ShareBuilder401k.com. And ShareBuilder401k is all one word. Or you can find us on ShareBuilder.com.
All right. ShareBuilder.com or ShareBuilder401k.com. And remember, this is 401k Day Eve. So tomorrow is the big day, the 401k day. Okay, now I wanted to ask you, there's two words that I wanted to use. And again, ladies and gentlemen, I don't want this to sound like anybody's being mean. This is just a way of describing the different options that you have for 401ks. And Stephen, the words are, as you know, discriminating and disproportionate. Talk to us about those two words.
That's right. They have the IRS made a decision when they created the 401k that what they call highly compensated employees, and those are any employee within a business that make over $100,000 a year,
including an owner,
including the owner, do not get a what they consider a disproportionate share of profit sharing. And so essentially what it means is that all of the employees' contributions to a 401k plan, their own contributions, need to represent at least 50% of all the employees, I should say, under $100,000 need to represent at least 50% of the contributions to that 401k plan. And the reason is that they didn't want the small business owner to create these plans and then put all the money, their own money in, and not allow the smaller, lower paid employees not to be able to join the plan. And so
if the employer wanted to put $25,000 in his or her own account, he or she would have to put $25,000 spread across the other employees, right?
Actually, what it is he doesn't have to put that $25,000 in for the other employees. The employees themselves have to put behalf.
So it doesn't have to be matched. It just means that but if the employees only put in 15, the company's got to come up with the other 10.
Well, or what is more likely to happen is the owner has to reduce their contribution by 10.
But if they don't want to reduce it, then they got to come up with for the others.
That's right.
Okay, so that's
really
the law.
What it does is it makes sure it's the law, and that's where the Safe Harbor plan comes in. If the small business owner makes the decision that they are willing to do at least at a minimum, a level of contribution to their employees from the business's coffers, they can avoid what's called the discrimination testing.
Huh.
And that's where it becomes really exciting for the small business owner.
Explain
and those
that.
Contributions are not what the contribution the business owner needs to make to the employees. They need to do a matching contribution of at least 50 cents on the dollar for the first 6% of the contributions that the employee makes. If you can do the quick math,
but the good news is about you're getting all mathy on us here, Stephen. But the good news is the people you do business with, folks, are going to be able to handle all this for you.
Absolutely.
Don't have to worry. You don't have to do any math, right?
You do not have to do any
just,
math.
Just provide the numbers.
To do math.
Okay, go ahead. What you're saying.
And so all you have to do is you have to put in at least 3% of the employee's contribution, up to 3% of their salary as a contribution into their accounts. And when you do that, as the small business owner, you can contribute to your own account to the maximum, that $15,500.
Right.
And so it allows that small business owner to max out their tax-deferred contribution.
Stephen, we got a lot more to talk about. There's so much more that you can teach us. We need to know more about this. I want small business owners to know more about their retirement options. As my audience knows, I've been covering these things for a long time, but there's so much to talk about, so many things to learn. Will you come back another day?
That would be terrific.
Happy 401k Day, by the way.
Oh, thank you, and to you as well.
Yeah, and give us that website one more time before you go.
It's www.sharebuilder401k.com.
Thanks, Stephen. Stephen Roach, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. I will be too, but not today. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.